All right, we're beginning here on the top of Hey Amud Aleph. The Gemara here is continuing to darshan the sources for the three kinyanim that work for kiddushin. We have kesef, shtar, and bi'ah. So far, we've already clarified kesef and bi'ah. Now we're up to shtar, even though it's not following the order of the Mishnah, because kesef and bi'ah are explicit in the pasuk, and shtar is only implicit from the pasuk. So the Gemara dealt with the two that were explicit in the Torah, which is kikach, which is kinyan kesef, and uba'ala, which is a kinyan bi'ah. And now we have a kinyan shtar. I mean, ayin shach b'shtar. How do we know that a shtar works? V'dinu, uma kesef, shein motzi, machnis. Kesef, which does not have the ability to dissolve the marriage, it still has the ability to create the kiddushin. Shtar shemotzi, enu din shemachnis. The shtar, the get, which has the ability to terminate the relationship, certainly it should have the ability to create the relationship. Malikesef, shekin podim bo hekdesh, umaser sheni. What about kesef has these stadim to it, which make it more capable, meaning that if a shtar has the ability to dissolve an iser of an eshet ish, it certainly should be able to create the iser of an eshet ish. Then the Gemara says, well, we learned that out of Kal v'chomer from Kesef. Because by Kesef, where it cannot dissolve the marriage, it can't create the marriage, then certainly Shtar should work that way. Gemara says, but Kesef also has a certain amount of power of dissolution, which is that you can use Kesef to be Podeh Hegdesh and Maiser Sheni. So Kesef also has a certain amount of power where it can take off a Hegdesh or remove an Iser Hegdesh, where you can redeem Hegdesh and Maiser Sheni with monies. Tomar b'shtar she'en podim bo hekdesh u'maiser sheni. But a shtar does not work to create the pidyon of the hekdesh and the maiser sheni. Tichtiv v'natana kesef v'kam lo. So the pasuk says that you give the money, and then the exchange happens. That's with regards to hekdesh. So the only way to be podeh hekdesh is through monies or through monetary means. The question of what the Gemara is referring to with regards to the shtar and redeeming hekdesh is not clear over here, because exactly what shtar can you use to be podeh hekdesh? That would be similar to the scenario that we're speaking about here. Meaning that the shtar that we're speaking about here, hariyat mikudesh li, simply a shtar that you write in it, hariyat mikudesh li. There's no obligation, there's no consideration inside of the shtar. Simply that you write in the shtar, hariyat mikudesh li. Over here by the pidyon of kesef hekdesh and maiser sheni, what the shtar that you're using, you can't say that's a shtar that I say I owe you. Because if that's the shtar, then first of all, it's totally different than the shtar that we're speaking about by Kiddushin. And in addition to that, it's not clear that a shtar like that would have any meaning. So now the question is, what shtar are you using? Are you using a shtar that says, this hekdesh is nifteh with this shtar? Again, what right do you have to do that? Elayim Kain, you suggest maybe the gizbar, the treasurer, gave a shtar saying that these are nifteh, these are redeemed, even though you didn't redeem them. It's very hard to know exactly what they're referring to in the shtar here that would be parallel to our case. But the shtar that is being spoken about by the pidyon hekdesh and maaser sheni requires coinage, minted coinage, not simply dollar bills or shekel bills or checks. Probably would not work in this case because those would be considered to be shtarot and not kesef. So I'm a crow. No, the pasuk says v'yatza v'hayta. So the libud is not from the kal v'chomer because we upended the kal v'chomer because kesef has certain chumrot which show you that it may work by kesef because of the properties of kesef, and therefore you can't make a kal v'chomer to shtar. So rather we have a hekesh of v'yatza v'hayta, which is in the psukim that deal with marriage when a person takes a wife v'im lo timsachen be'inav. If he's not happy with his wife, then he divorces her and says there, "Vayetzav vayital liishacher," that she leaves this marriage and then goes into another marriage. So there's a hekesh between the yitziah, the divorce, and the haita, the creation of marriage. Mekesh havayah letziah, that the hekesh between the creation of marriage and the dissolution of marriage. Ma yitziah b'shtar, just like you can dissolve a marriage through a shtar, a get. Af havayah nami b'shtar, so too you can generate a marriage through a shtar. Ve'ikishnami yitziyah lahavayah. So why don't we do the same thing in the other direction? Why don't we say that the yitziyah, divorce, is just like the way that you create a marriage. Mahavayah bekesef. Just like you can generate a kiddushin through kesef, af yitziyah b'kesef, so too you can dissolve the marriage through monetary means. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, yomru kesef machnis, kesef mutzi. Abaye rejects that suggestion because people are going to say that money creates marriage, a money dissolves a marriage. Snegor yasek tegor. How could it be that the defense attorney will now become the prosecution or the prosecutor? So the Gemara says, Hihachi shtar nami. Wait, then you just did that with a shtar. Shtar is working in both directions also. So we see the snegor is the positive side of this. Kategor is the negative side of this. So the negative side is divorce. And the positive side is snegor is the defense attorney. There's a positive side to money. And then there's a negative side. If you say that the negative side is that you can divorce through money, you've taken a vehicle that was otherwise used to create marriage and now changing it or making it into something that will dissolve a marriage. So that seems like a misappropriation of a form of kinyan or a vehicle that is otherwise positive. Gemara says, but you just did that with shtar. Shtar you use for a sefer kritut, for divorce, and then you lifted it and wanted to use it to create the marriage as well. So why don't you have the same problem over there, that shtar is doing both things? It's creating and dissolving the marriage. It says, Yomru shtar mutzi, shtar machnis, kategor, yasis negor. So Mar says, Mile dahai shtar lachut, umile dahai shtar lachut. That's very different. Shtar is not just one thing. They're two different shtarot. The words in the shtar are different. The divorce, yes, the shtar is a generic sense, is the same. But the shtar that we're talking about here, one's a get, and one is a shtar kiddushin. Those are two different documents completely. So nobody's going to conflate the issue and say, oh, how could it be that the same document that dissolves a marriage also creates a marriage? It's not the same document. It's a totally different document. Hachanami, hai kaspa l'chud, vai kaspa l'chud. So say the same thing by money. This is the money of divorce. This is the money of marriage. Tiva, miachadhu. By money, there is no such discerning or differentiating character trait to the money. The same coins that you use to generate the marriage are the same coins that you would use to dissolve the marriage. And even if you use different money, there's nothing that distinguishes between the coins used to generate the marriage and the coins used to dissolve the marriage. So that's a Abaye's suggestion as to why shtar can work because of the hekesh and why kesef does not work because of the hekesh. Rav Amar, Amar Kra, B'Kotov Lo. B'Ktiva Mitgereshet, V'Eina Mitgereshet B'Kesef. So Rav says we have a miut from the Pasuk that says Sefer Kritut works, B'Kotov Lo. Ktiva works for a divorce, V'Eina Mitgereshet B'Kesef. But it doesn't work for Kesef. V'Eima B'Ktiva Mitgereshet, V'Eina Mitkadeshet B'Ktiva. Why don't you use that same miut to say that you can divorce through writing? You cannot marry through writing. And once you have it as a miut, why are you only memayit kesef, money, which is nothing like this particular vehicle, and say, okay, get, kritut works, but money does not work to dissolve the marriage. Why don't you say something that's more similar in nature, which is, get works to sever the relationship, it does not work to generate the relationship. You have the miut of a cut of law. Where it says, haktiv yatzavaita, mekish, you have the hekesh, which brings you together and says that whatever works for divorce also works for marriage. Maraita, how do you know which one to include and which one to exclude? Mistavra, koyi b'gerushin, mimayit gerushin. It makes sense that when you're talking about divorce, that the exclusion, miut, is about the topic that you're involved in. If you're involved in gerushin, then the get should exclude kesef for gerushin. Koyi b'gerushin, mimayit kiddushin. How could it be that you're standing here in Gerushin and Mimayet Kiddushin and trying to exclude Kiddushin? In that, why should you exclude a document, a shtar, from creating Kiddushin? Because you're dealing with a shtar inside of Gerushin. Ola Rabbi Yossi Aglila Dafik Leila Haikra LeDrasha Achrina. Rabbi Yossi Aglila uses that pasuk for a different drasha, the Kotov Law, to limit the materials that one can use for writing a get on. So then, what are you going to do now? Rava doesn't have a miut anymore. How is he going to solve the problem? It says, Amakra, Sefer Kritut. Sefer Korta, Vein Devar Acher Korta. that a sefer can sever the relationship, but nothing else can sever the relationship. So you have a different miut, not mekatav la, but rather sefer kritut. Mekatav la, sefer kritut. I mean, they happen to be right in a row. They're talking about the same topic, but here's another form of the miut. Rabbanon, hai kritut ma'av delay. The Rabbanon that disagree with Rabbi Yossi Aglili and don't need the katav law, they don't need the katav law, they can use the katav law for the miut, then what do they do with the kritut here, sefer kritut, which is a miut? Bibaile the davar akurait beino the veina. That's a teacher, so it has to be something that severs completely their relationship. Kidetanyo, like the bright, which we've seen, harei ze giteich, amanach lo tishte yayin. This is your get on the condition that you don't drink wine. Amanat shlo teyochi lebeit avich, and the condition that you will not go to your father's house leolam forever ein ze kritut. That is not a severing of those relationship because it is always there. There is no escape from this condition. Since there is no escape from the condition, he's never really severed the relationship. On the other hand, koshloshim yom, if he limits the duration of the condition, har ze kritut, because after 30 days, their relationship will completely sever. Now, Tosafot asks over here, why are you saying that this is not a, why is this not a kritut? Or why is this not a severing of the relationship? We said in Masechet Gittin, as long as whatever you put in place is not determined by her, that it's not the duration of her lifetime by which the condition is kept, then it's not considered to be the olam, or it is considered to be a kritut, a severing of the relationship. So for instance, there, we spoke about if it's based on someone else's lifespan, then there it's considered to be a kritut because she could outlive the other individual and there will be a severing of the relationship. So why don't you say the same thing over here with regards to Beit Avich? Beit Avich means your father's house. What happens if her father passes away? Or the other possibility is if the house is destroyed. So why don't you say either of those could terminate the T'nai even while she is still alive. And that means that there is a kritut during her lifetime. It's not dependent on her lifetime. It is dependent on other factors, including the lifespan of her father or the duration of the house. So Tosafot answers with regard to her father. He says, Beit Avich has a broader definition. Beit Avich doesn't mean the father's house in the sense that the father's alive. Beit Avich means like the estate or the family compound or where the family lives. That means that even the offspring of the father is still considered to be Beit Avich. That's where her family is. It's not your father in particular. It means your family or where your family lives. So that's number one. Number two is with regards to the house, I think you could argue the same thing, which is that it's not talking about literally Beit Avich, your father's house. Beit Avich is the more intangible Beit Avich, which means your family, rather than Beit Avich, the physical house that's there. So for both of those reasons, Beit Avich becomes problematic because it does not end or does not terminate. So then Rabbi Yossi Aglili, where does Rabbi Yossi Aglili learn this out from? It says, Mikareit kritut kanafkale. He learns it out from the word kareit kritut. For Rabbanon, kareit kritut lo mashmlo. They don't think that kareit kritut is another reason to make a drasha. The truth is, in Tosfot asks it over here, why can't you just say that there's another word kritut in the pasuk? So you have two words of kritut. He says, Eino chanami, that the Gemara either just sometimes uses the drasha or uses some similar drasha, even though it could use kritut. This is a signal that there's an opportunity to make another drasha. Or the other kritut, for whatever reason, they believe is not good for the drasha, and therefore they have to use kareit kritut. All right, now the Gemara here gave the source for the fact that a get or a document, a shtar, can be used for kiddushin. That was learned out from Mekish Havaya the Yitziyah. Just like the dissolution of the marriage can be created through a shtar, so too the creation of the marriage can be through a shtar. We ran into a problem then, which is kesef. Kesef, which is used to generate the marriage, how come it can't be used to dissolve the marriage through the same hekesh? So we had three answers to that question. Abaye, who said, Ein snegor nasek tegor, the defense attorney cannot become the prosecution. I mean, that which creates the marriage can't be used to dissolve the marriage. Those are opposite ideas, one positive, one negative. And how could you usurp something that's used for positive to create negative? The Gemara challenged that by shtar, and the Gemara says those shtarot are totally different. One's a shtar kiddushin, and one's a shtar gerushin, whereas by kesef, it's the same money that creates both. Rova, on the other hand, said it's from a miut in the pasuk of vikotav law. There we ran into a problem because Rabbi Yosef Glili uses that for a drasha, and therefore what is he going to do? The Gemara says sefer kritut, that a sefer kritut is korate, and not other things, so therefore we excluded kesef from the possibility of creating a divorce. Tosafot over here asks some interesting questions. Number one about mahavaya b'kesef, atziyatziyata b'kesef. Just like the creation of the marriage is through kesef, so too is the dissolution of the marriage through kesef. Here the Gemara does something interesting. The Gemara has shtar, and it uses the hekesh for shtar. The Gemara then challenges and says, why don't we use the hekesh for kesef? What the Gemara didn't ask was, why don't we use the hekesh for bia? Bia is also a vehicle for creating the marriage, so it should be v'yatzav ha'ita, that just like you can create the marriage through bia, you could dissolve the marriage through bia. Now, it's almost counterintuitive that that would happen, and that's exactly what Tosafot answers, which is, in yam bia, lek ala meimar mahavaya b'bia af yitziyata b'bia, don't ask that question, shalait rachek mimenahu migarsha. The whole purpose of gerushin is to separate, to dissolve the relationship. And now you want to use bia, which is the most intimate of experiences and bringing people together. So how could you use bia as the vehicle for divorce? Vote, mishum shematzah ba'ir vatavar. The whole reason he's divorcing her is because he found something wrong with her. If you take that literally, like Beit Shammai, ragil garshav az yesh lo lifrosh, then in that case, he shouldn't be having bia with her, or it's a sore for him to have bia with her. And therefore, Tosafot rejects that completely, the idea that you would make a hekesh for bia. The other thing he asked is, wait a minute, if you say, snegor yasek tegor, he says, imkein, what did we said before, that malam ivriya sheken yotza b'kesef? How do we know that an amai vriya can be purchased through kesef? The answer was, because she can be redeemed through kesef. That she was not redeemed, implying that if she was redeemed, it would work. So there we learned that a hekesh and said, oh, just like her yitziyah is bekesef, so too her knisa is bekesef. He says, why don't we ask the same question that Abaisa just over here? He says, Adarabba, griuta, dein ktegor nases snegor. Why should it be that the ktegor should be made into a snegor? So Tosaf over here says, v'ish lamar ba'amar v'ya, leka lamei marachi. Can't say this. The thief, shemitchila avia mochra, the shifchut, who mikavel kesef in adon. In order to sell her into being a maidservant, he gets money. In case she would sell if tota, dinu shikabel adon kesef. It's a exchange of money for the output of the girl. And therefore, if there's a price tag to this, it makes sense that if you pay for it, then you get the output. And if you want to buy it back or you want to create an exit, then you have to pay back what you got before. Here it's simply a transaction, which is that you sold the annuity of her output, and now you want to buy it back. So those are two sides of the same coin. So therefore it's not a ktegor nasis negor. Aval, aish mekadesh isha, akol bal yado, ben bikidushin, ben bigirushin. But in the case of the girushin and the kidushin, it's all a one-way street. The husband is generating the kidushin, the husband is generating the gerushin, there's no exchange of value over here to say that, oh, he bought her, now he's selling her. That's not the case. In addition, I think what you suggested also is true. There's hints at it in the Rishonim, but not exactly, which is I don't think there's a relevance to Tegor and Snegor over here by the Ama Ivriya, and it might even be the opposite. That whereas by gerushin we look at that as the Tegor, over here, the release of the Ama Ivriya would seem to be the more positive aspect of it. And therefore, in the positive, it's used for that. So then you would say, in snegor, nasek, tegor. So you could still ask the question. But I think, again, I'm not sure there's a negative and positive aspect over here. Going into being an Ama Ivriya, as we mentioned yesterday, has a lot of focus on marriage and the ability to marry the Adon. And the freeing of the woman, and maybe it's the failure of the marriage there, but it releases her from that bondage. And so therefore, I could see both of them viewed positively, or both of them viewed negatively. And so I don't see this differentiation as being as clear-cut as it is by Kiddushin and Gerushin, where marriage is clearly positive, and divorce is clearly negative. Even though sometimes a divorce is positive, it's still inherently it's an act that is negative, which is a dissolution of a relationship. So now the Gemara asks, Chada michada lo atio. So far we already concluded that kesef shtar and biyah, we need a particular limud for each one of them, because we couldn't learn it out of a kal v'chomer by trying to use one to learn the other. So fine, one but on one we can't do it. Take the chada mitarte, let us learn one from two of them. If we already know two, maybe the third one we could learn out from a limud without needing a source in the pasuk. Hey tete, which two do you want to use? Lo dichtov rachmana b'shtar. Okay, let's start with shtar. We won't write down shtar. Tete mehanach, and then you learn that out of kesef and biyah. So you say just like kesef and biyah work to generate kiddushin, so too a shtar should work to generate kiddushin, especially since a shtar can generate kiddushin. Mal hanach shekein hanatan miruba, that over there, by the case of kesef and biyah, there's a huge benefit to the woman in those cases. Lo nechtov, so therefore, which is not there or present by the shtar. The shtar is simply a document that says Ariat Mekudeshet Li in it, and he hands the shtar to her. There's no inherent value, and there's no physical pleasure involved. Biyah and kesef involve hana'ah to the woman. And therefore, you could argue that those function as means of kiddushin, where shtar cannot function as a means of kiddushin. So Gemara says, all right, lo nichtov rachmana bebiyah. So let us not write biyah, and we'll learn that out. V'teite me'anach, we'll learn that out of shtar and kesef. Mal anach, shekein kinyanam merubeh. So since there by kesef and shtar, they have a broader utility in terms of acquisition. Which is kesef and shtar are the vehicles for kinyanim in all matters, not just in the matters of marriage. They work as kinyanim in all transactions. Biyah is a unique kinyan with regards to kiddushin. So how could you just say, because kesef and shtar work, kesef and shtar work because they work everywhere else. Who says that biyah is going to work in this case? All right. Lo nechtov rachmana b'kesef. So let the Torah not write kesef. V'teite mehanach. A woman that had a biyah and shtar. Malahanach shekein yeshtan bal korcha. That those two work even against her will, or they can work against her will, which is that shtar by geushin can work to divorce her against her will. By bi'ah, by yavam, he can have bi'ah al bal korcha and use that as a method of acquisition. So therefore you have the vehicles of shtar and bi'ah are used in a method or for acquisition that doesn't require acquiescence of the other party. On the other hand, kesef requires the acquiescence of the other party. Maybe it won't work here for a kinyan. It says, v'chi teima kesef nami bal korcha. Wait a minute. Kesef also has a function bal korcha. Ba'ama ha'ivriya. Ba'inama ha'ivriya, there is acquisition ba'al korcha. Be'ishut mi'ol ashkechan. That's not a case of ishut. That's what we mentioned yesterday as well, where the Gemara knocked Ama Ivriya out of the possibility of teaching us something, because Ama Ivriya is a different world than Ishut. Now, even though there's overlap between the worlds, which is that the kesef of the purchase of the Ama Ivriya can be used as the kesef kiddushin for Yehud. Again, we'll get to that later on in the Perek. But nevertheless, it's not the transaction at the moment that the father agrees to sell the daughter as an Ama Ivriya. That is not determined at that moment. Ishut is not on the table at that moment. There's simply a purchase of the future output of this girl. Later on, it can be converted into kiddushin. That's one. The second possibility is that it doesn't necessarily have to result in kiddushin. Therefore, the transaction must stand independent of kiddushin. And you can't use that as a proof that it works bi'al korcha. The problem is, and the truth is, that there are kiddushin bi'al korcha, which is with kesef, when the father accepts kiddushin on behalf of his daughter. In those cases where he's accepting on behalf of his daughter, then the kiddushin are ba'al korcha, are against her will. So there are two ways to deal with that. Either to say that when the father accepts on behalf of the daughter, he's really acting as her proxy in that case. And therefore, since the father is a willing participant, it's not really ba'al korcha. Yes, in the end, it can be against her will, or she has no choice in the matter. But the one who is engendering the kiddushin, the father, is doing it willingly. So that we would not consider to be bal korcha, because you have to separate between the one generating the kiddushin and the object of the kiddushin, which is the girl. So that's one way to answer that question. That's the way the Rabbeinu Tam deals with it. That's what Tosfot says over here. Rabbeinu Tam came to Av b'mkom bito kai, ein zeh chashuv al kocha, came in shumadato shel Av, since he's functioning in her place. And then Tosfot says about an Amah Ivriya, where maybe there later on the Adon can convert and make it into Kiddushin. So therefore the father is selling the daughter Baal Korcha as an Amah Ivriya, and then that turns into Kiddushin later on. So there he answers, Mikol Mikol Mitzchila Lo Ba Kesa Bishvil Yishut. He says the same answer that we just mentioned before with the rest of Yishut, which is that the original monies were not given for Kiddushin. So even though she can be sold as an Amah Ivriya, Baal Korcha, and that might turn into a marriage, that's not enough of a reason to call it Baal Korcha, because you separate between the transaction and the actual Kiddushin later on, and therefore it's not considered to be Kesef Baal Korcha. So now, once we've done that, we've said that we can't learn one on one, we can't learn one from two, it means we need a source for each one of the items, and that we have Kikach, Kicha Kicha, Mistei Efron teaches us Kesef, Ubeala teaches us Bia, and Yatzav Haita, the Hekesh teaches us, just like Shtar works for Gerushin, it also works for Kiddushin. Now we have Rav Huna. Rav Huna we bumped into earlier because the Gemara said, you know why there are three items mentioned in the Mishnah? To exclude Rav Huna. To say that Rav Huna is not correct about this, which is that we say the forms of Kinyanim are Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. What it excluded was Chupa. And that's what Rav Huna says. Rav Huna says, I'm Rav Huna, Chupa Kona Mikal Vachomer. A chupa has the ability to generate kedushin from a kal vachomer. Uma kesef she'enu ma'achil b'tshuma kune. Kesef, money, which does not grant the woman the right to eat truma. If she's marrying a kohen and she has kedushin with a kohen, that does not entitle her to truma. Chupa she'ma'achilet b'tshuma. On the other hand, if she enters into the chupa, then she's allowed to eat truma. Enu din she'tikna. Certainly over there, it should acquire, it should work to generate Kiddushin. So, what he's saying, and the Gemara is going to undermine it from the whole perspective of what he's saying, but here he's saying that Kesef works to generate Kiddushin, and at Kiddushin, she's not entitled to Truma. On the other hand, Chupa generates Nisuin, and Chupa by generating Nisuin entitles her to Truma. So you see here that Chupa is a more powerful form of Kinyan, then Kesef. So if Kesef works for marriage, certainly Chupa should work for marriage. Now the Gemara challenges it from both sides. The first of which is, are you so sure that Kesef doesn't entitle her to eat Truma? That is, v'kesef eino ma'achil? Is that really true? V'amar ula, dvar Torah, mina Torah, arusa bat Yisrael ochelet b'truma. A bat Yisrael that marries a Kohen, from the moment of Kiddushin, she is entitled to eat Truma. Shenemar v'kohen ki ikneg nefesh. Kinyan Kaspo says that if a Kohen acquires someone or they become a part of his family through a Kinyan Kaspo, Bahai Kinyan Kaspo, and the woman has that relationship because the Kiddushin generate that relationship, and since they have that relationship, she should be entitled to eat Truma immediately. Why doesn't she? But the Beyond the Shtar generate the Kinyan Kaspo, the equivalent status within the woman of Kinyan Kaspo. Kesef is a vehicle by which he creates a kiknea, nefesh, kinyan, kaspo. The resultant kinyan can be generated through kesef, shtar, or bia, even though kesef is the only one that really creates quote-unquote kinyan kesef. Nevertheless, you can have a kinyan kesef that's not done through kesef. But, mata mamruein ochelet. So then why is she not allowed to eat shuma? So again, we saw this back in Masechet Ketubot. Zera shemi mazgula kos bebeit avia. That what we're worried about is, she will be eating Truma. Where does she live in the interim? Remember there, they had Kiddushin, Erusin, a year before she had Nisuin. In that interim period, she lived by her father's house, not by her husband's house. Meantime, her husband's going to be providing her Truma, and she's going to be eating Truma in her father's house where there are no Kohanim. And she wants to be a nice girl. She's sharing with her brothers, her sisters, her family. They can't eat Truma. So there's a fear of that. The other fear we said was Simpom, which the Gemara here doesn't bring down, but the Gemara in Ketubot mentions the other possibility is that he'll find a mum, or a problem with the woman, and it'll be a mekach ta'ut, and that will unwind the kiddushin lemafreya, and she wasn't entitled to eat truma then, and she's been eating truma. Once you pass nisuin, we don't worry about that, because sover rekabil. He already entered into nisuin, that means that he accepted whatever it is, and he forgave and let it go. So that can't be the source for this, because first of all, Kiddushin does generate an ability to eat Truma. And so there is no Kal V'chomer anymore. Now Tosafot does ask the question, which is the other side of the question. Chupa only works after Kesef. Chupa is a closer. It is not a generator by itself. And therefore, you could have argued that Yod Avo Min Adin, the Yod Kinidom, that the Chupa can't make itself stronger than what it actually works. It only works in conjunction with another item to close. So how can you have a Kal V'chomer that Chupa should work because of Kesef or because of Bi'ah? Chupa still doesn't work alone. It only works in conjunction with these items. And therefore, how could you make that claim? So tell us what it says over here. Yesh Lamar, the Achik Rabbi Tarfon, Damar. Heicha de Mifra Kal V'chomer lo Marim Dayo. Rabbi Tarfon's of the belief that we don't say Dayo. We don't limit the Kal V'chomer when that would undermine the Kal V'chomer itself. Since over here it would undermine the Kal V'chomer, we don't invoke that principle of Dayo. That you can't make the Chupa stronger than where you're learning the Chupa from. If the chupa that you're learning from is only a closer, then you can't make the chupa now be an opener when it only was a closer before. Rabbi Tarfon says, if that's going to ruin the Kal V'chomer, we don't say dayo, and we don't invoke the principle of dayo. So that's how we get around it. Ela pari chochi. This is the way to do with it. Ma kesef she'enu gomer koneh, which is like kesef, which does not finish the job, is able to create the kinyan. Chupa she'gomeret, enu din she'tikna. In case of chupa, which does finish the deal, sooner to be able to create the kinyan or create the kiddushin. So malik kesef shkem podim boek deshot to ma'aser sheni. The same thing that we said before, that kesef has a certain strength to it, which is its ability to be podeh hekdesh and ma'aser sheni. So then over here, chupa does not have that ability. So maybe that would be enough of a reason to say chupa should not work. Bia tochiach. Bia will prove that wrong. Mal Bia, because Bia does not podek Meiser Sheni and Hekdesh, yet it's still able to create the Kinyan. So that cannot be the factor that allows the Kinyan to go through, is because you have the ability to be podek with the monies, because we have other vehicles of acquisition in Kinyan Kiddushin that don't have anything to do with that. Where it says, Mal Bia Shkem Kona Bia Vama. Bia has a tzad to it, which is that it works by Yivama. So it has other kinyanim within the world of marriage. So Zivat, Kesef Tochiach. Kesef will prove that wrong, because Kesef, which doesn't work by Yivama, still works over here. So that particular item cannot be the trigger that allows it to work here, because we find other vehicles of Kiddushin that don't have that requirement. V'chazer Adin. Therefore, if you use these two items, then lo yizek ro yizek, one is not like the other, bia is not like kesef, v'lo ro yizek ro yizek, and kesef is not like bia, atzad shaveh sheben, the common denominator between them is, shekonim ba'alma, they function in other places, v'konim kan, and they also function to create kiddushin, af ani avi chupa, shekona ba'alma, I'll bring chupa, which works in other places, v'koneh kan, and it works over here as well. By nisuin, it works. Chupa works to create nisuin. It should work to create kiddushin. Just like bia works to consummate the ibum, it also works here as kiddushin. You know, see it working in other places, and therefore it should work here as well. It says, ma l'tzad shaveh sheben shken hanatan miruba. Wait a minute. There is a common denominator between kesef and bia that's not applicable by chupa, which is hanatan miruba, that there is direct and measurable benefit that comes to the woman. Shtar yuchiach, then we'll use shtar. We already said that shtar has that aspect to it, which there is no hana. Mal shtar, shekei motzi bebat Yisrael. Well, wait a minute, shtar has a tzad chumra to it, which is that it can be used in divorce as well. Kesef ubiya yuchichu, kesef biya, which don't function as a dissolution of the marriage, they still work as kinyanim, and so therefore that can't be the factor that makes shtar work, because the other two don't have that factor. Again, all these items have chumrot associated with them, but none of them have the same chumrot. And therefore each chumrah shows you that that's not the factor that makes it work. The common denominator between them is shekonim ba'alma, they work as kinyanim in other places. V'konim kan, afani v'chupa, shekona ba'alma, v'kona kan. That just like chupa works in other places in nisuin, it should work over here as well in kiddushin. Ma, the tzad, ashaveh sheben, shekein yeshnan ba'al korcha. Wait a minute. All of these items work even against her will. Because you have the case of bia by yivama, you have the case of shtar by gerushin, and kesef, by ama ivriya. But we rejected that. That's the answer, Rav Huna. Kesef mi'a bishut, lo ashkachan ba'al korcha. So even though you think that that's a common denominator, Rav Huna will give the answer that we gave at the end of the previous Gemara, which is, that's not really Baal Korcha by Kesef, because Amai Vriya is not a din in weddings, in marriage, it's a din in Amai Vriya, it's not a din in Ishut. And therefore you can't use it to prove anything with regards to marriage. Alright, so that's the limit of Rav Huna, who suggests here that Chupa, that works for Nisuin, can also work for Kiddushin. And as we mentioned before, Tosafot says that you can't have chupa ba'al kocha when the father gives over the daughter when she's a minor, or in the case of amai vriya. And Tosafot gives here the same answers that we mentioned on the previous amud, and the other Rishonim as well expand on those answers the way that we discussed them on the previous amud, why either the father is acting on behalf of the daughter, or the kinyan by the amai vriya is Baal Korcha, and everything else is just a derivative of that, and therefore it's not the Bi'ishut that we consider to be Baal Korcha. What the Chupa is the same problem as when we discussed it in Ketubot as well, that it's not so clear what Chupa means. Chupa has numerous possibilities of what it means. Some say it's Yichud, it's the husband and wife being alone together, whether or not they actually consummate the marriage, whether there's bia or not. Just the fact that they are secluded together and have yichud for the amount of time that they could have bia, that might be chupa, right? That's why at the wedding we have yichud after the chupa, is to generate, quote-unquote, chupa. That's one possibility. The other possibility is when the husband takes the woman back to his house. That's considered to be chupa. Others suggest it's when the husband brings the wife under his talit. And that's why Sfaradim, by the wedding, the husband's talit over the kala and the husband in order to be chupa. That's another possibility of chupa. Another definition of chupa is bi'a, that the two are synonymous. So you have, according to the Rishonim, different definitions of chupa. Whatever definition you would use by nisuin, that would be the same definition you would use here by kiddushin, that Rav Huna is suggesting that chupa would work as a form as kiddushin, not just as a form of nisuin. Seemingly, according to Rav Huna, you're able to accomplish both the Kiddushin and the Nisuin now simultaneously through Chupa, because Chupa works both for Kiddushin and Nisuin. You could argue that Rav Huna says that you say Hariat Nekudeshet Li with this Chupa, then it maybe only works as Kiddushin. That Chupa only works as Nisuin post-Kiddushin, so maybe you'd have to have Chupa Char Chupa. Right? You'd have to have two Chupot in order to do that. And you can see that in the Tosfot Riyaz HaKein on the previous Amud, he says, Chupa Kona, Kinyan Erusin Imasra L'Chupa. So the Tosfot Riyaz HaKein says that Chupa here means Chupa only for Erusin, but there are others who believe that the Chupa can accomplish both aspects. That's another definition of Chupa is Bi'a, that the two are synonymous. But then again, by Kiddushin and Nisuin, you would say you need two acts of Bi'a. You need an act of Bi'a to create the Kiddushin and an act of Bi'a create the Nisuin, but over there it's really two separate acts, rather than bringing the woman into the house, like many of the Rishonim say, where that single act is a persistent act. I mean, the fact that the woman is inside the house of the husband, that doesn't terminate after he brings her into the house. That continues to be the case. By Bi'ah, there's an act and a finite act. So you can separate between them. By Chupa, which is a persistent state of being, then once he brings it into the chupa, maybe you could function both as kiddushin and nisuin. So I think you could differentiate between the two. And as Tosafot notes here at the end of the first Tosafot on the Amud, that kesef achar kesef doesn't work, even though maybe you would think it should work, mikal v'chomer, is because he says, mal umei zeh lezeh. Why is the second giving of the money better than the first giving of the money? Meaning once you've given the money to generate the kiddushin, the giving of additional money to generate nisuin doesn't seem to be adding anything. On the other hand, when you're talking about chupa, chupa is a bringing closer of the woman, and therefore the chupa, or bringing her in twice, might have some effectiveness in generating that closeness, or the nature of nisuin is that chupa requires physical proximity, meaning that interaction between the parties, whether that's through yichud, bia, whatever the method you think chupa is, and kesef can't replace that, because the pasuk demands that it be she'ero, an extension of him, of his basar, and that cannot be accomplished by kesef, and that's why the Gemara doesn't have a havamina that kesef should work by kiddushin, and then it should also work by nisuin. Amar Rava, shtei tshuvot b'davar. Two answers to this limud of Rav Huna. Chada, tishloshtan, v'dalad lotnan. Our Mishnah says there are three vehicles for making a kinyan kiddushin, not four. That's a difficult answer because of two reasons. Well, Gemara will bring one of those two reasons. One is that the Mishnah says three, and we say before, that's the exclusion of Rav Huna. Then the Gemara says, according to Rav Huna, that chupa is there, then what does the three come to exclude? So he finds something else to exclude. It doesn't have to be chupa. That's number one. The other possibility is, the chupa is only learnt out of the other three. Chupa is not explicit. The other three are through the Limudim and the Psukim. Chupa is a derivative of those three. So then it's not necessarily excluded. It's part of the subset of those three items, and therefore it's not exclusion. Vod. Klum chupa gomeret. Ela yedei kiddushin. And this is the main claim that we mentioned before, which is, chupa is a closer, it's not a complete process. Chupa that you're trying to learn from is only after kiddushin does chupa work. V'chi gamrinan chupa shelo yedei kiddushin mi chupa sheyedei kiddushin? How could you learn out chupa without kiddushin from chupa with kiddushin? You're dealing with different functioning, or the nature of chupa is different. If you're talking about chupa post-kiddushin versus now when you're talking about chupa without kiddushin, how can you even compare the two items and say, ah, chupa works as a vehicle after kiddushin, so it works as a vehicle without kiddushin? Doesn't make sense. The whole point is that it works together in concert with kiddushin. Why should it be able to work separately? That question that you said over there, Tana Milta Dektiva Be'edja, Tani, our Tana wrote down the things that are explicit in the psukim, not literally explicit, but things that we learned out of Joshua from the psukim. Milta lo ktiva beheja, lo ktani. Things that are not explicit or not from limudim, those we don't include in the Mishnah. Again, because they're a derivative of those items that are written in the Mishnah. Ve'ta amart, klum chupa gomeret el yadei kiddushin. Wait a minute. Chupa is only a closer. It's not a total type of acquisition. Rav Huna nami achik amar. It's exactly what Rav Huna says. Ma kesef sheinu gomer achar kesef koneh. Just like kesef can't work to do the closing, even though it can do the opening. And kesef can work for kiddushin, but it cannot work for nisuin. Chupa should gomeret achar kesef. Chupa, which can be the closer after kesef is the opener, inudin shetikne. Isn't it a kal v'chomer that it should work, or that you should be able to use it beforehand? So his idea is that if chupa in conjunction with kesef works, but kesef in conjunction with kesef doesn't work, then chupa is a more powerful form of kinyan. If that's the case, then if kesef works to generate, then chupa should also be able to generate the kiddushin. All right, Tanabanan, ketzad b'kesef. All right, now that we already established that kesef works, tell me how it functionally works. We know that kesef works, but how do you generate kiddushin with kesef? We bring a braita, natan la kesef, o shave kesef. He gives her money or equivalent value in money. It has to be at least a pruta, according to Beit Hillel. Vamarla, and he says at the time that he gives her the money, hariat mikudeshet li, hariat miureset li, hariat li liintu, harzu mikudeshet. There they are married. So here you have the lashon that you have to use. You are married to me. You are designated to me. You are for me a wife. All those languages work if he at the same time or before and gives the money to the woman. Any one of those three would suffice to generate the marriage. Aval hi shinatna ve'amrahi. If she gives the money, ve'amrahi, and then she says, hareini mikudeshet lecha, I am given over to you. Hareini mi'ureset lecha, I am married to you. Hareini lecha liintu, I am your wife. Eina mikudeshet. Over there, the kiddushin do not work, because we already saw before, ki ikach. Ki ikach means that it has to come from the side of the husband, it can't come from the side of the wife. Now, what the failure over here is, we already discussed this in yesterday's daf, because here you have two points of failure. One point of failure is the language, which is what the Gemara is pointing out, which is that her language is not the language that we'd expect in the case of kiddushin. The other failure is that she's giving the money rather than the husband giving the money. And that's what Tosafot suggested yesterday, that the havami of the Gemara over there is where the husband gave the money and the woman made the statement the other way, and that'll come out of the Gemara now. Matkif la Rav Papa, taima de natanu, v'amarhu. the ratio of the mission says he gives the money and he makes the statement, then it works. That's good kudushim. If he gave the money and she makes the statement, it doesn't work. That would be the diuk from the ratio. Ema seifa. What are you going to do the latter half of the braita? Avahi shenatna lo vamrahi. In a case where she gives the money and makes the statement, lo avi kedushin. That's not kedushin. Taima denatnahi vamrahi. That's because you have two negatives over here. That both, that she gave it and she said it. Ha natanu vamrahi. In a case where he gives the money and she makes the declaration, avi kedushin. The diuk would be that it is good kedushin. Mar says, reisha dafka. Seifa kedei naspa. So it says, no, the ratio we're going to take literally, and we're going to be midayek out of the ratio. The seifa is coming along, it's just dragged along because of the lashon of the ratio. Therefore, it just gives you the opposite in the seifa, but not to tell you to be midayek out of the seifa. So you can argue, again, this is a literary style, that the literary style says that we can't take the seifa literally, we take the ratio literally, and then the seifa is just dragged along because of the ratio. The Gemara says, Tani Seifa Milta the Satchel of the Ratio. That idea of literary style works when you're talking about extraneous information. If the Seifa tells you something that you would have known in the Ratio from a Diuk, so then yes, that's extraneous, but we do it for poetic style. We're looking for parallel structure, all sorts of literary vehicles which justify why the Mishnah would do it. But you cannot justify the fact that the Seifa of the Mishnah creates a Diuk that is Soter the Ratio. You're not going to bring down something that by writing it is going to undermine that which you would determine from the Reisha. So now we have to reread the Mishnah, and this is again a classic case of what the Gemara does when we read the Mishnah. The Mishnayot are short form statements and they're missing transition words. So that's what the Gemara is going to do, is fill in the transition between the Reisha and the Seifa. Natanu Bamarhu Pshita Davi Kedushin. When he gives it and he makes the statement, it's clear that as Kedushin, that's the Reisha. Natanu v'amrahi, in the case where he gives the money and she makes the statement, na'aseh kemish natnahi v'amrahi. It's the equivalent of a case where she gave the money and she made the statement. So there here, Gemara creates the transition between the ratio and the seifa, which is that the case that we would mudayek out of the ratio to say it's problematic, that problematic case is domeh l'seifa, and you were missing that transition. V'lo avi kiddushin, and that's not kiddushin. And some suggest that this is the answer. When he gives the money and he makes the statement, they are married. In a case where she gives the money and she makes the statement, ain't a mikudeshit. In a case where he gives the money and she makes the statement, it is a safek. Midrabanan, we are a choshesh for it. So that's an interesting terminology, because if it's a sfeika, it's really a sfeika deoraita. Because here we're dealing with a deoraita issue, and if you're saying that it's a sfeik, it means that it's a sfeik whether there was kiddushin or not kiddushin in this method, where he gives the money and she makes the statement. And the ikar sfeik derives from the fact that now you've segregated between the action and the statement, which is that the husband gave the money, the woman made the statement, we don't know what the husband was doing. We don't know, maybe he's giving it as a matana. We don't know what he has in his heart. We don't understand the action of the husband anymore. And who says that the woman's statement is being accepted by the husband or is enough to define the action of the husband? And that's the safek here. So why would you only be choshesh midrabanan? And interestingly enough, that's the difference between the Rif and the Rambam. The Rif over here, when he quotes the Gemara, just quotes it as v'chashinan midrabanan. He leaves out the word safek. And the Rambam does just the opposite, and he says that it's a safek without the chayshinan midrabanan because of this fact that they seem to be contradictory statements. Or you could argue that the whole idea of that sfeika deoraita is the chumrah is a din derabanan. And if that's the case, that's what the Gemara is saying over here, this might be a proof to that shita that a sfeika deoraita is the chumrah is only a din derabanan, because that's exactly what it's saying here. We have a safek midoraita. V'chashinan midrabanan. Midrabanan, we go to Chumrah because it's a sfeika deoraita. So what you have to say is that it's one statement, that the safek is a chashash midrabanan. But over here you see that the Gemara entertains the possibility, or at least has a chashash for the possibility where he gives the money and she does the speaking, that it might work. So that's what the Balei HaTosafot said on yesterday's daf, that that must be the Havami of the Gemara. The Havami of the Gemara that when she does something, it works, but have to be in this scenario. Because in the case where she gives the money, the Gemara is definitive an absolute that it doesn't work. The only case that it possibly could work is where he gives the money and she makes the statement. Rashi again disagreed, and Rashi said that even when she gives the money and she makes the statement, we would have had a havamina that it works because, as we said before, the kinyan here is not about a value exchange, it's simply about generating a relationship. And it shouldn't matter which party initiates or gives the money to generate the relationship, as long as the relationship is generated through that vehicle. The only problem is that the pasuk says, ki yikach, that it only goes in one direction, not the other direction. Now, interestingly enough, the Gemara never asked the question in reverse, which is, what is the din in the case of Natnahi? For she gives the money, Vamarhu, when he makes the statement. So Tosafot over here says the reason the Gemara doesn't bring that is because Enapsika Milta. It is not something that is definitive in its halacha. And that's because we're going to come up with a case further on in the Gemara where an individual could be in receipt of money and then he could say, Hariyat Mekudesh Adli, and it works. For instance, in a case of Adam Chashuv, where he's an important person, and when the woman gifts something, she gets Hana'ah from his acceptance of the gift, and he can be Mekadesher with that Hana'ah. So that's a case where she's giving the money, and he is generating the Kiddushin. It says that's not a definitive, outright halacha that it doesn't work. Gemara didn't bring it over here. On the other hand, you can look in the Tosfot Riya Zakein and the Haggadot Agra. And both of them see over here that the Rambam and the Rif don't agree with that. It says, Ve'echa denat nahi akesef, v'amarhu, in a case where she gives the money, and he speaks, Hariyat mikudushet li, lo huskar be'gemara. It's not mentioned in the Gemara, but viewer, explicitly, vadei lo avya mikudeshet klal. For sure, it doesn't work at all. De'beina and she'ikach v'iten kesef. Because it says, ki'ikach ishisha, he has to give the money. That's the only place where it could possibly work is where he gives the money. When she gives the money, it doesn't work. It says, V'chein kad v'arif v'arambam zal. But the Rif and the Rambam disagree with Tosafot and say that there is no manifestation. The reason it's not mentioned in the Gemara is because it's obvious that that wouldn't work. All right, now the Gemara continues and says, Amar Shmuel, b'kiddushin, in the case of kiddushin, natan la'kesef v'shav kesef, he gives her money or money equivalent, v'amar la, and then he says, Hariyat mikudeshet, hariyat miureset, hariyat liintu. You are married now, you are designated now, you are a wife now. Harizo mikudeshet. That works and the marriage goes through. Hareini ishech, hareini baleich, I'm your husband now, I am your man. Hareini arusech, I'm your arus now. Ein kan beit michush. There's not even a smell of a marriage over here. Meaning that you don't even need a get. The same is true when you're divorcing. There's not even a reach a get here in order to dissolve this. Natan la v'amar la, he gives her the get and says to her, Hariyat mishulechet, you're sent away now. Hariyat migreshet, you are divorced now. Hariyat muter de choladam, you are released. Harizo migreshet, that works. Any ishech, I'm no longer your man. Any balech, I'm no longer your husband. Any arusech, I'm no longer your betrothed. Ein kan beit michush. That's not a divorce. Because it's got to come from the active side of the husband. And that the husband has to be marrying the woman. It has to be that the woman is being married to him, not that he is marrying himself off to the woman. And the same with the divorce. Divorce is that he has to send the woman away, not send himself away. And so the failure is the same in both cases, which is when the husband places the marriage or the sending away the divorce on himself, it doesn't work. It's only when it's the object of the marriage or the object of the divorce is the woman, then it works. So I'm earlier with Papa Labayi. Lememra. From this, you would conclude the Savar Shmuel, that Shmuel believes, Yadayin Shei Monichot, Mochichot Haben Yadayin. That when you have information or an action or activity, which is not absolutely clear who the reference or who the object of the action is, nevertheless, we can surmise from the circumstances or from the context that that's the case. We will do exactly that. Why is the Gemara saying this? Because if you look carefully and you note it carefully, the Lashon of Shmuel was different than the Braita that we brought above. Shmuel brings the exact same Lashonot as the Braita above. It says, Ariyat Mekudeshet, Ariyat Miureset, Ariyat Intu. But he leaves out one word vis-a-vis the Braita, which is the Braita says Li. The Braita says, Hariyat Mekudeshet Li, Hariyat Mureset Li, Hariyat Li in two. There it's clear that he's saying you are married to me. Whereas Shmuel lets you use a generic Lashon, which says, Hariyat Mekudeshet, You are married. Doesn't say to whom you are married. Hariat into, you are a wife now. Right? Hariat Mureset, you are betrothed now. That doesn't say whether it relates to him or now you're somebody else. So he says contextually, you can surmise that when he's doing this, he's doing it and he means you are my wife now. You are betrothed to me. You are my woman now. And that's referencing the Li. But what you prove from here is that Shmuel must believe that even when you have Yadayim Shein Mokrichot, it's not absolute and absolutely clear that that's the intent of your sentence. Nevertheless, we'll call those Yadayim, and that will function as a vehicle for creating marriage. That's none. How can you say that? Haomer Ehei, a person who says, I will be. Harizeh Nazir, he turns into Nazir. Vavinan Ba, and we asked on that, or we clarified that, Vidoma Ehei Betanit Kamar. How do you know when he says, I will be, it means I'm going to be a Nazir? Maybe it's a nether that I will be in a tanit. I will take a fast day tomorrow. Va'amar Shmuel, Shaya Nazir over lefanav. That's only in a case when there's a Nazir walking in front of him. That's Shmuel, who says that the only way you can generate Nazirut is when you have Yadayim Mokhichot, because time of the Nazir over lefanav, because the Nazir is walking there. Halav Achilo. If it wasn't for the fact that Nazir is walking in front of him, then Ehei would not have been sufficient. Why is over here, is it sufficient without the word Li? Whereas by the case of Nazir, it's not sufficient unless the Nazir is there. So where it says, Achamai Skinan, what's the case here? The Amar Li. And Elchanami, that Shmuel really had the word Li in his statement. And then even though it's left out, he merely meant to say that you have to have Li. And therefore, you would see from this that Shmuel, or the conclusion of the Gemara seemingly here, is that Yadayim Sheinam Mokhichot, Einam Yadayim. They're not Yadayim, and therefore you would need the word Li to complete it over here. Or in the case of the Nazir, you would need the Nazir walking by in order to have it be a Nazirut. And without that, it would fail. So again, this is quoted by all the Rishonim. When we learned it in Nidarim and in Gitin, they all quote this Sugya, because there the Gemara questions about Yadayim Shein Mokhichot, Yadayim Shein Mokhichot. Here it seems the Gemara is conclusive. The Yadayim Shein Mokhichot don't work. So Tosafot points out over here that from the Gemara in the beginning of Nidarim, as well as the Gemara in Gitin, it seems like Shmuel holds just the opposite of the conclusion of the Gemara here, which is Yadayim Shein Mokhichot Havyin Yadayim. And how do we reconcile with this Gemara over here? Tosafot asked that question in Nidarim, asked it in Gitin as well. And Tosafot, Lishitato, creates these different tiers of Yadayim. There are what we call Yadayim Mokhichot. Yadayim where it's obvious from your statement exactly what you want to do. Is Yadayim She'enem Mokhichot, where it says that your statement is contextually could be understood or leans in favor of understanding it a certain way. And then there's what they call the Yadayim She'enem Mokhichot Klau. Things that are not obvious or not clear, don't lean in any way, and they're not clear at all. And what Tosafot says is that the case here in Kiddushin is something that's Eina Yadayim She'enem Mokhichot Klau. Because when he says you are a wife or you are a betrothed, it's not clear whether he's doing it for himself or he's acting as an agent for another party. And each of those outcomes is equally plausible. And therefore, it's not even just Yadayim She'enem Mokhichot. It's Yadayim She'enem Mokhichot Klau. Under the hand, by the case of Nazir, what Tosafot suggests is that when you say Ehei, Ehei is more likely to be interpreted as a Nazir rather than a Tanit. He says it here. He also says it in the Darim as well. The word Ehei means that I will immediately undertake to do something. So now, if you're talking about taking on a neder nizirut, you could start right away. Whereas, when you're talking about a tanit, if he ate that day already, he can't accept upon himself a tanit. He has to wait till tomorrow. So a hey leans more heavily towards being a nazir. And the Ramban notes that the a hey is directed towards the individual themselves, not some obligation of the individual. And that's why the lashon, it's noted to the lashon of nazir rather than that of tanit, because of the fact that Nazir is something that he inherently changes his status with, versus a Tanit was simply an obligation. And a Hey has more of a meaning of, I will be. And that means I'm going to be something, rather than simply I'll be obligated in something. Therefore, when the Nazir walks in front of you, then we could say that even though it's Yadayim She'en Mokhichot, it's still not a case of Yadayim She'en Mokhichot Klau, it's just a case of Yadayim She'en Mokhichot. And thereby, Tosafot creates this hierarchy in which Shmuel will have different opinions. Obviously, by Yadayim Mokhichot, it works. By Yadayim She'en Mokhichot Klau, it does not work. And that's why Shmuel over here requires the word Li. On the other hand, you have cases where yadayim shein mochichot, but you would lean in favor of an explanation, and in that case, you wouldn't, Shmuel doesn't believe you need the li, or you need the hochacha, because it's enough that yadayim shein mochichot have in yadayim, and that will be the opinion of Shmuel and the Gemara in the Darim. Yochi mai kamashpala. If that's the case, then what chiddush did Shmuel teach us? If the word li is missing over there, then he taught us something that the Braita didn't teach us, which is the Braita teaches that you need the word li. Shmuel says even without the word li, it works. On the other hand, once you say that, Shmuel is saying the exact same thing in the Braita, all Shmuel is doing is repeating the Braita. So the Gemara says, Yochi mai kamashpala, hane lishne batrai kamashpala. Comes to teach us that the latter lishonot don't work. Tachaktiv ki kach veloshi kach etatzmo. Over here it's written that ki kach, that when the man takes the woman as his wife, veloshi kach etatzmo, not that he brings himself into the marriage, but rather he takes the woman into the marriage. Tachaktiv, and by the get it says v'shulcha veloshi shalech etatzmo. He sends her away, and not that he sends himself away. So that's what Shmuel is teaching us. Stop here by the two dots on the top of Vav Amud Aleph.